Now, Saudi Arabia and Israel are engaged in a campaign of covert diplomacy against Iran. According to media sources, Saudi and Israeli officials have held at least 5 secret meetings since the beginning of last year to discuss their mutual interests in the face of Iran. The covert campaign was revealed for the first time on Thursday when at the Council on Foreign Relations think tank in Washington. The rare public meeting was held between Dor Gold, the incoming director general of the Israeli Foreign Ministry, and Anwar Majid Eshki, a retired Saudi general and ex-advisor to Prince Bandar bin Sultan. Tel Aviv and Riyadh say they're worried about what they call Iran's growing influence in the Middle East. Our correspondent in Beirut, Ali Rizq, has explained what distinguishes the recent meeting between Saudi and Israeli officials from earlier ones.
Well, what distinguishes this particular case is the fact that we had an Israeli incoming official, as you said, he's said to be the incoming director of the Israeli Foreign Ministry, saying it out loud in the Council of Foreign Relations. So that's what distinguishes this case. It was made public by the Israeli side. Until now, there has been also no denial by the Saudi side. So publicly speaking, it's a unique case. I think, you know, generally speaking, what is happening comes as no surprise because, as you point out, the two sides do appear to have common goals regarding foreign policy. The foreign policy of both Israel and Saudi Arabia is based on countering Iran and also countering Iran's allies. You know, Saudi Arabia's enmity towards Syrian President Bashar al-Assad mostly is believed to be mostly related to its enmity with Iran, because Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is considered to be a very close ally of Iran. So even Saudi Arabia's enmity towards the Syrian government is further related to its enmity towards Iran, also its enmity towards Hezbollah. Therefore, if you look at that common approach which has been coming to surface, especially since the beginning of the crisis inside Syria, it would come as no coincidence. I think what might even further enhance or increase this coordination is the fact that both sides also appear to be fearful of an agreement between Iran and the P5+1 regarding nuclear negotiations, and also fearful about any possible improvement in ties between Washington and Tehran.